Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time it is, welcome to On The Line. This is our very first episode, which is super, super exciting. I'm kicking things off with a real banger. I have Jules Von Hepp as our guest today. He is such a great friend of mine. He is like a little ray of sunshine. Actually, correction, big ray of sunshine. Every single time I hang out with him, I leave feeling uber positive. And he just makes me laugh so, so, so much. So the first episode is all about breakups. When I was thinking about who to have on the show for this particular topic, I knew he was my first choice because he has been through it all himself. And he's also seen a lot of other people go through it, which he will explain in much more detail.
Hello?
Well, you guys are in for a treat because Jules is in the house.
I hope you're all sat down because, God, it's going to be one hell of a ride, isn't it, my love?
I'm super excited for this. I'm going to let Jules introduce himself because he can do it better than I will ever be able to. So, Jules, who are you?
Hello, dear listener. I am Jules Von Hepp. I am creative director and co-founder of Isle of Paradise, a tanning brand, but also I have been tanning for over 10 years. So in terms of this podcast, I'm pretty much qualified to talk about anything because I've listened to so many clients over the space of 10 years. But I also, you might hear that I'm slightly quick-witted. I have a podcast with my friend Sarah called Jules and Sarah. It's a podcast, it's on iTunes, and we talk about lots of silly things. So maybe if you're feeling a little bit down and need a pickup, come on over and say hello.
Awesome. So like Jules said, he's been tanning and you're like a celebrity tanner and you literally go to people's apartments or houses and get them naked, put them in a little tent and you spray tan them when they're at their most vulnerable. You've probably heard it all seen it all.
I have heard it all. And there's a thing, when somebody comes for a spray tan, it's like if you're going for a haircut or maybe you're going to get your makeup done, you are looking after a beauty treatment that's going to make you feel better. So for me, when somebody takes their clothes off, it's important for me to be able to listen. And boy, have I heard some stuff. Like, it's when the clothes come off, it's this liberating feeling, and then it's going through the, like, I'm thinking about leaving my husband, or my kids are playing up, or I'm really struggling at work, or I'm being bullied, or there's everything comes out. And so it's my job to then listen and then try to help them through it. And because I'm not necessarily my client's friend, but I still have that relationship with them, I'm not involved in their life, so I can actually legitimately give them my advice.
Yeah, and you really don't mince your words.
The only thing I mince, babes, is my walk.
You really do say it like it is, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
You've given me I'm motioning a little smack on the bum right now, but you have actually been bold with me and said, babe.
Yeah, pull yourself together. Well, the thing is, like, our relationship, I have always felt like this when I first met Estee. Like, I feel like I'm your big brother and that you're under my wing and I look after you. And also, I think in life, there are so many people who can feed, not you, but you in general, people feed each other so much horseshit. And when it comes to your friends, if you're going to be a good friend, you have to speak honestly and you have to say if you don't agree with something, but you also have to say if you agree with something. And, like, it's a common decency thing to do.
Yeah, well, that's the name of the game in today's episode. We're going to be speaking honestly about breakups.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Have you been through any breakups, Jules?
I have been through a breakup, yes.
Have you watched all of your friends go through breakups?
I've watched my friends go through breakups. I've watched my clients go through breakups. I've listened to people in cafes who are going through breakups. I've been on flights having gone through a breakup and cried to an air stewardess about a boy. Like, believe me, I have been through my fair share of shit.
Well, one thing I do want to say on the topic of breakups is that before I went through a pretty serious breakup, I really didn't understand how traumatic a breakup can truly be and what a life change it can be. Like, I always would see friends going through breakups and think, like, what's the big deal? Just get over it. You clearly aren't happy together, so just move on. But it's not always that simple, is it?
It's not that simple. And I think when you go through a breakup, it's the accepting that you are losing essentially your best friend, your teammate, and you are then going from being a 50-50 duo to being 100 you. So you have lost half of you. And it's that side that you don't anticipate. Whether you are breaking up with someone or whether you are the person who's been broken up with, obviously the factors will affect. And whether the breakup comes as a shock, whether you maybe have been cheated on, or whether the breakup's been a slow and steady burn and it's come and it's been this drawn out process, will affect the emotions that you go through. But definitely, breakups are super hard.
Yeah, they really, really are. I honestly do. I use the word trauma. I seriously
do. It is. It's a trauma. And I remember when I broke up with my boyfriend, I had, and like I help clients, clients have helped me through things. And she is old, like twice my age. And she said to me, she said, how long were you with him? And I said, well, I was with him for 3 years. And she said, well, even though you broke up with him, you legitimately have a year and a half to behave like a psychopath. And at the time, I was like, what does she mean? And I got in my car and drove home and I was like, I'm not a psycho. Looking back, I was psychotic, like completely mental. Mm-hmm. And now I accept that that's okay.
So I've heard this rule that it takes half the time of the relationship to get over the person. Do you think that's true?
I think there's a rule. Yeah, maybe if it's like 3 years, but I think if you were married for 40 years and you break up, it's not going to take you 20 years to get over it. Like, you're going to have to move a little bit quicker than that. But I think there's definitely a degree of healing time that needs to happen. And everybody heals in their own time. Like, you can't rush stuff. And honestly, like, as much as your friends and your family and everybody around you is trying to help you and cheer you on, the only person that can heal yourself and heal your own heart is you. And however long it takes and whatever you've got to do, that's like, there's no definitive answer. There's no textbook. There's definitely advice that we, and I hope that we can give in this podcast, but that, you know, do it in your own time. Mm-hmm. Don't rush it. You can't. I had a client the other day actually who had broken up with someone, and she said, well, I just got straight back into work. And I said, well, you can take time off. Take mm-hmm. a day off. If you want to go to an art gallery, if you want to do something, do it. Like, mm-hmm. don't rush that breakup process.
All right. So before we talk about some advice, if you're going through a breakup, how do you actually break up with someone? I mean, there's being broken up with and there's breaking up with someone. So let's talk first about breaking up with someone. What's a kind way to do that? And how do you know if it's even the right decision?
There's no nice way to break up with someone. You are going to break somebody's heart regardless. I think the way that you do it should be how you would want to be treated. I think you start a relationship as your best self. Like, we start it as a gentleman. And if you're going to finish it, you finish it as a gentleman. And the same with lady. Like, if you're going to start as a lady, then you finish as a lady. Like, when I broke up with my boyfriend, I tried to do it in the best way possible. There are elements that I look back on and think, maybe I should have done that a little bit quicker and shouldn't have drawn it out. And I just wasn't confident enough to break up with someone. But I mm-hmm. think, do it face to face. You owe it to that relationship. People who break up with somebody on text or don't even give that face to face, that element of closure, because when you break up with someone, there's the element of they are going to want to know why. Mm-hmm. And if you need to be there to give the answers and you need to deliver this horrible thing and stand up and do it and be honest and watch that motion, then you need to, I believe, leave the situation.
Okay.
So don't sit and cry with them. Like, everyone's different, but I think be dignified, be respectful of the other person, respectful of the relationship. Don't hate the fact that you've been with that person for X amount of time. Respect the fact that you've spent your life with that person for that period of time, and then move on.
I mean, that's really good advice, I think. And I like what you said about don't, like, drag it on too much, because I think that there is sometimes a feeling of, oh, maybe if I just, like, talk about it more and talk about it more, it's going to ease the other person's pain, maybe, you know?
I think when you are coming up to breaking up with somebody, you are the person that ultimately has to make that decision. So when I broke up with my boyfriend, I remember starting to feel like it. And I'm going to be really honest, like a year before I actually did it, because the niggle starts. And once the niggle starts, it doesn't leave. Because you start to realize that you're unhappy. Now, I should have, in theory, broken up with him much quicker. But I was trying to get to the fact in my head of going, is this okay? Like, yeah. Is this the right thing that we're going to do? I'm really going to hurt someone's feelings. Our friendship circle is going to fall apart. And I couldn't see past the wood for the trees.
And you're scared, right?
Yeah, you're scared. And you're going to be on your own and you don't know, like, you get to a point where you're like, will I ever find anybody else?
And it's also like, is the grass greener on the other side?
For me, it was. And okay. I met somebody else and I'm totally, really happily in love now. But there are so many people who were broken up with badly. And it really has a knock-on effect. I had a friend who was broken up with. She was dating somebody from another country, and he broke up with her on text, and it crushed her, and it came from nowhere, and she had to take like 6 months out to get over it.
Yep.
So I think, imagine if that was done to you. You wouldn't want that to happen, so you need to deliver this blow properly.
Okay, good advice, good advice. Now let's hear if we can give any advice to one of our callers. Let's play it.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Celine. I'm from Germany. I'm 22 years old. And my question would be what to do or how to get over a breakup if you know, both know that they're still in love, but for some reason it just won't work out. Or we're at different points in our lives, although we both love each other so much. Yeah. So, yeah, that's it. I hope you're well, and I wish you all the best. All right, bye-bye.
Oh, Celine.
Celine, that's that, like, we both said to each other, didn't we? Like, you can just feel the pure heartbreak,
the rawness
in your voice there. And like, honestly, if I could give you a massive cuddle, I would right now.
And it honestly breaks my heart just hearing it, because you've been there, I've been there, I've seen my best friends in what I call like the dark times.
That is, like, you know, that sounds. And I say this to my clients, and I think I've said this to you, you've got to let go and let yourself go right to the bottom. And it sounds like, Celine, love, you are at the bottom.
Yeah.
Like, but believe me, there is no positive without a negative. And right now you're in the negative, but there is a positive thing out there. So I think I would love to say to you, yes, you still love each other. Yes, you can tell, you can feel it in your voice. You can hear that your heart is still with your ex. However, I think if you look at your life perhaps from above, you probably see the factors that have caused you to break up and to separate. Now, this doesn't mean that you've broken up forever. You might be meant to be together, but right now, in this state of mind and in this time, in this present, you are just not meant to be with the other half.
Yeah, I think that was a good piece of advice. I think my mom said to me as well, like, if it's just not meant to be right now, it doesn't mean it's forever. You know, that helped me a lot, especially in the beginning.
Yeah, and also I think when you think about your whole life, so say you live to like 80, if you imagine from being born to 80, the time that you were with that person is actually a very small fraction of your life. And so this doesn't mean that they're the only person that's meant for you.
Yeah.
There will be other people out there, and it's... You know what you've got to go through, Celine, is acceptance. You're coming up to the point where you are accepting that the relationship has ended. And yes, you will still love each other. You might always love each other. You might always have that soft spot for them, but you have to accept that it's not right now.
Yeah. And I do have to say, things are going to get better. I know it's kind of like a cheesy thing to say, but it is true.
And there will be that moment where you'll maybe wake up one day and you won't think about your other half until the afternoon Or you might not think about them all day, or you might think about them for just a fraction, and each day will get easier and easier and easier, and you'll heal yourself over time.
Well, how can you heal yourself when you're in that dark, dark time? Like, what do you actually do? Like, literally, what do you do in the day?
Well, I think it's important to not sit in a room with the curtains closed eating ice cream. I think,
I know.
You know, it's important to get out there, rely on your support group, rely on your family, rely on your best friends. It's their duty to help you out of this hole. Yes, you have to go through the motions, you have to heal, but you also have to get out and carry on. Like, you know, I always think about my grandma surviving the war. I'm like, that woman did it. She survived a war. I can survive this breakup. I've got to keep going. I'm only going to live once. I'm not going to sit in this room feeling sorry for myself.
All right. And with that, let's keep going. Let's hear from another caller.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hello?
Hey, my question is, how are you supposed to deal with when you've been broken up with a guy who still tells you that he loves you quite often, and then just doesn't know how to get out of your life and just doesn't seem to be able to let you go, even though he's claiming that it's his decision, and he just doesn't seem to let it go. And then when you seem like you're getting too attached, he then spins it and says that you're just being clingy. So, yeah. Thank you.
Well, I don't like this guy.
Me either. I was listening to that and being like, who the hell is this? I'm glad we're on the same page, Esther, because the next 15 could be really awkward.
Just listening to that, I'm like, cut him out of your life. But maybe that's too harsh. What do you think?
I think realize why you've broken up. He needs to accept it. He needs to let you move on. You need to be strong in this. He's not going to make the decision to leave you alone. He is going to keep knocking at that door like a cat with a mouse in its mouth. Like, you have got to, like, get up and get out and maybe give him a cheeky little block on social media.
Woo!
Or maybe, like, block him from messaging you. That's okay. You are not the only person in his life. So if anything goes wrong, he doesn't need to contact you. There are other people around him who care about him. But you have got to ultimately look after yourself.
And don't you think it sounds like a bit of a form of control, like, in a way?
Honestly, it sounds like he's fucking with you.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's, like, playing with you. He's saying, it was my decision. I still love you. Dude, get fucked.
Yeah. One way or the other.
Yes. Like, you had your chance. You had your options.
Yep.
I'm amazing. Now move on.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right. Next, what do we have?
Hello?
Hi, Esther. My name is Sierra. I am 21 years old. And my question is, how do you get over a breakup when you weren't in an official relationship? So when you have a thing with a guy, or you hang out with him for a really long time and you're a couple, but not really, and then things kind of end. How do you get over that? Because you weren't in a real relationship, but it feels like you were. That was my question. Thanks. Bye.
Sierra, honestly, I wish I could come at this with a real positive angle first spin, but this, I think, could potentially be the worst position to be in, because you didn't even have the gratification in the first place. And I know that when I've seen guys, maybe I've seen them for like 6 weeks and it's been intense. You're not in a relationship, but you're connected. Yeah. You're sexually connected as well as emotionally.
It almost feels deeper in a way.
Yeah, because you are... The cord is cut at the time of infatuation, which I think...
Oh my God, is that what's happening?
I think so.
Not that I'm speaking from experience.
This is also counselling for Esther, I believe. I'll use this in my PhD when I eventually get it. I think that... This is
the
really...
cord is cut at the time of infatuation.
Yes, it's hardcore. And I think you have to... this is a case of Samantha Sex and the City.
Lover.
Get back out there and get over him by getting under somebody else. Like, it's you've got to move on. You've got to take your attention off this person. Because you didn't have that commitment in the first place from the other side, then it's almost harder because you didn't have that gratification, that reassurance that you were in that relationship. So it was always very up in the air. And maybe where you saw it going, the other person didn't see it going. So what's happened is the rug's been pulled from underneath your feet and you're left feeling a little bit clueless. Now, what I would advise to do is completely take your attention off this person. Get back on a dating app pronto. And I'm sorry for whoever you may meet, but just go out there. Even if you don't care about the person that you're going to meet, just go for a dinner.
Literally write in your profile, DTF.
What does that mean? I'm so old.
Down to fuck.
Oh, gosh. Or you could just say, I'm really up for a vodka martini with a grapefruit twist and keep it chic, not ho-like. but yeah, just get back out there, get on a date. Even if you don't care about the person that you're going on a date with, just use that person to get the cogs turning for the next thing. Even if you just sit there and you're like, this is dry, just do it.
Yeah, I think that's a good tip. And it kind of gets you excited for like seeing what else is out there and all that stuff.
But ultimately, it's going to take your attention off the person who you've parted ways with, which then ultimately might make them realize what they had.
Okay, and I know we are talking about breakups, but this like non-official dating but not dating, seeing each other but seeing other people, like how long does that go on for? Like how do you know when you should make something an official relationship?
I believe you feel it. You feel it. You know when, and it's really random. My friend's 80-year-old auntie once said to me when I was in my 20s and I was being fucked around by this guy. And she said, you know what? In life, you have to go through life and meet these people who fuck you about and mess you about and make you feel worthless. And because when you meet the person that's right for you, you realize that they're right for you because they have all the traits that are ticking the boxes, because you know what boxes you need ticking. So this scenario, any of these scenarios, none of this is a bad thing in your life. This is all, it's life shaping its way and you learning along the route and then you learning what you actually want in somebody.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like a bad thing. And that phrase, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, like that was created about a breakup. Seriously think that.
Yeah.
Because you think you are gonna die.
Yeah, oh my, you think the world's ended, you think you can't move forward, but you literally come back tenfold.
Oh my God.
Tenfold. You're like, the relaunch is...
Oh, it's like a total rebrand.
The relaunch is incredible. You just, all of it, you rebrand, like, I can't recommend beauty treatments enough for somebody in beauty, but like hair, get your nails done, get out there, bat the lashes.
New clothes, strut your stuff.
Tan on, let's just go for it.
That new glow. I mean, everywhere I go, people are like, you're glowing. And I'm just like, moi?
It's endorphins, babes. It's endorphins.
It's endorphins.
Hello?
All right, Jules, before we wrap everything up, is there anything else you need to tell the people about breakups?
Absolutely. I think, firstly, revenge is not a good option. It doesn't make you look good. It doesn't make you come out of it very well. Like, going down that route of, I'm going to get you back for breaking my heart.
What, like popping someone's tires?
People, I know people, like, I've heard it before with clients who have put sardines in the ex's car, or cut the tires, or burnt the clothes, or like done something like drastic.
What this on is, earth?
Listen, I work with a real sliding scale of clients, but it's that's not an option. It doesn't make you look good.
Okay.
And that's your heartbreak telling you to do that. And I just believe that if you're going to be dignified and you're going to be in this, don't be a dick. Like, just go out, just be courteous and graceful and move on. Even if you're hurting inside, don't, like, take up boxing if you've got some anger. Don't slash someone's tires.
Well, that's an interesting point, actually, because I always assumed people going through breakups were sad, but sometimes people might be mad.
No, because there is the motions of breakups. There's anger, there's sadness, there is...
Denial, acceptance.
Yeah, denial. There's relapse, there's going back.
Oh, that one last hurrah.
Or redirected hope. Where you really believe, like, this could be a Sarah. I might see that person at this event. I might, you know, there's all these stages that you've got to go through. And each stage comes with the pros and the cons. And whether you're in the anger stage, just be. And I remember being angry with one of my exes, and he was still being friends with my friends. And I went mental, mm-hmm. not to him, but to my friends. And I was like, you can't hang out with him. Like, he is my ex. And they didn't realize, and it all ended fine. But looking back, that was so out of character for me, and I was angry.
Got it.
But I didn't cut his clothes. I didn't slash his tires. Like, don't do anything drastic like that.
Okay, good tip.
I think the best tip that ever came to me was I was sat at a breakfast meeting with a beauty PR, and it was like 7 days after my breakup. And I sat down and she was like, how are you? Like, how's everything? And I was like, honestly, it's really shit. Like, and I think she was just taken aback. But there are people who will come into your life who will help you, who you might not necessarily be friends with. But
oh, it's true.
Like, I burst into tears in a supermarket when she'd asked me for my loyalty card, and we had a joint loyalty
card.
And I was like, oh my gosh. And I started crying. And I was like, I'm going through a breakup. And she was like, spend those points on champagne. And I was like, yes, I've earned these points. I'm going to spend them on champagne. So I rinsed that card and we had a great time. Well, I say we, I mean me. with Fleetwood Mac and a bottle of champagne. It was amazing.
But what a night.
Yeah, gosh, it really was. But there's also an amazing book by, if you're looking for reasons why your relationship broke apart, there's a book called The Five Languages of Love by Gary Chapman. This depicts that in our relationships, we all speak to each other in different languages. So the languages are gift giving. So it might be like buying a coffee. It might be like paying for dinner or getting, you know, paying for shoes. Not everyone likes, some people like being receiving gifts. Some people like giving gifts. Quality time. So Esther, you and I travel all the time. So my boyfriend now needs quality time. I need to recognize that he needs it, but I'm so fiercely independent that maybe I don't need it as much as he does, but I make a conscious effort that he needs it. There's physical touch. So some people like cuddling, sex, kisses, holding hands, acts of service. So like taking the bins out, running a bath, washing the car, really simple things. Some people really get off on that in a relationship, and some people like to do it to show that they love the other person. And then there's words of affirmation. So you look gorgeous tonight, baby.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
What if you like all of the above?
Well, then each will come in different. Basically, what the book says is it's about learning to read the other person's language. Like, what are they giving you to show you that they love you? So my boyfriend takes the bins out because he knows that I just love it when he does that. It's like it's a service that I just can't get enough of. He loves it when I make dinner. And so it's learning to realize what services, what like little things in the relationship you both need within those five languages. It's a very good book, and it really helped me through a breakup, and it helped me understand why I had broken up with that person.
Okay, that's a really, really interesting book. I'm going to pick it up myself because I think it could help any future relationships, don't you think?
Agreed.
And I don't think we actually touched on this, but you crying at a breakfast with a beauty PR, I mean, that happened to me. I was sobbing in Burner's Tavern with a random beauty PR who I will never see again because I was so humiliated afterwards. But I do think there is something that you need to talk to people. Even people that you don't even really know, sometimes it's just so good to just get it off your chest. Yeah,
there's people who, like, I remember it was a really random fact of my breakup. We lived together and he moved out and I then had to split or take his name off all the accounts, all the bills, everything. And I was like, I procrastinated for ages. And then my friend said, Jules, the person at the other end of the line is going to have heard this story 1,000 times. This is a routine procedure. Just call them. And some people were really nice and were like, oh, I'm really sorry that that's happened. And other people were like, okay, yeah, if you could just give me that name. And they just ignored it. And I was like, this is a cold, hard fact of life that I'm going to have to get through. But people will be there at times when you just don't realize that you needed them. But I believe that they are sent to you to just help you.
I agree. There have been so many guardian angels in my life lately that I'm just like so excited about. And it really, I think it's taught me how to be there for somebody else. You know, like if one of my good friends came to me and was like, I'm going through this, I think I'd be like, right. And I would get the kit together.
Yeah. Get that sage.
Get those crystals and that Prosecco. Anyway, I think we have pretty much covered it all. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode with Jules. He's always such a ray of sunshine in my life. And I hope that his advice really helped you out. I'm sure it did because it even helped me out. It was amazing. Thank you, Jules.
Thank you very much.
I learned so much from Jules. I think the most important thing I learned from Jules is to exit a relationship the way you entered the relationship, with a lot of respect and love, peace, harmony, namaste. I know breakups are incredibly difficult. Some are much harder than others, but I hope if you're going through something like that, or you've been through something like that, or you're thinking about going through something like that, I hope this episode helped you kind of digest a few things and gave you some advice and some tips that you'll find helpful. Make sure you tune in again next week. We have weekly episodes on loads of different subjects, and I cannot wait for you to hear the rest of the season.
Hello?
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.